This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The global macroeconomic number of the day today is 6.3. That's the annualized rate at which China's economy grew between April and June. Annualized rate, that is, of course, if you believe it. Premier Li Qiang has said Beijing's on track to hit its goal of 5% growth for the full year, and China does usually hit the growth targets the government sets, which means either its policymakers are magicians or something else is going on. And that something else is the subject of a long-standing debate. From the southwestern city of Chengdu, here's Marketplace's Jennifer Pack.
I'm with a coder turned dancer turned entrepreneur Zhu Bolong. He's taking me around Chengdu's new district, where he's been looking for a bigger office space for his video company.
Initially, office space here went for 60 cents per square foot. Now it's gone up to a dollar. It's supply and demand. I think the price is high, but people are lining up to rent.
So where's the slow economic recovery people talk about, he asks. Well, let's start with the basics. We measure the economy with gross domestic product, or GDP. It's the value of all finished goods and services produced in a country.
The difference in China is the GDP has taken on a hugely political meaning that is linked to the legitimacy of the Communist Party.
That's Logan Wright in Washington, D.C. He's with the Rhodium Group, a research firm. Even those who think GDP is a good measure say it's not perfect. David Lee is an economics professor at Beijing's Tsinghua University. He says, picture a local Chinese government building a road.
A classical joke in China is that when the road is built, then some official is unhappy with the shape of certain parts of the road. They order to scrap the road, and then they ask another company to rebuild the road.
And all that counts towards GDP, but doesn't necessarily add value to the economy. Once officials set GDP targets, critics say local officials borrow however much money is needed to reach the goal. And many economists believe the numbers are spruced up to overstate growth. Professor David Lee says that happens, but particularly with quarterly GDP figures, which use data from local governments.
Whereas the annual data, which usually is corrected, is more accurate because that's done by the National Bureau.
But some say China's GDP figures have become more unreliable. Again, analyst Logan Wright.
Namely, from 2014 to 2019, Chinese GDP growth barely moved at all for 6 years.
Meantime, he says, China's interest rates went up and down, commodity prices collapsed, and credit tightened.
In 2023, it's an even more questionable story that China's economy is growing at 5% or faster.
Technically, though, that's entirely possible, some economists say, because GDP is measured against the previous year. And in 2022, all the lockdowns really tanked the Chinese economy. Again, Professor David Lee.
So 5% GDP growth for today's Chinese economy against a very bad 2022 base year is an easy target.
China's economy certainly looks like it's recovering. In Chengdu's upmarket Taikoo area, there are crowds in front of luxury retailers like Dior and Gucci. And household consumption is growing, just not fast enough. For now, there's no alternative to GDP. Again, economics professor David Lee.
So let's settle with GDP. Use it as a rough proxy of how the economy is working.
As for entrepreneur Zhu Bolong, he's still looking for a bigger office space for his business, but he's cut back on spending for himself.
It's not that I don't have the money in my pocket, but the mindset has changed. I'd prefer to save to survive in the long term.
He compares it to hoarding food for the winter, even if the GDP figures hint at brighter days ahead. In Chengdu City in southwestern China, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.